Well, that's the end of the first Math Factor CD.
Excellent.
Can you believe they made it all the way through?
Well, they seem to have.
And should we tell them there's a hidden track?
Oh, yeah. No. So suppose that somebody claimed to you, suppose I claimed to you.
Okay.
I know, and I'm lying, of course. I know that the real numbers are, there's as many real numbers as there are counting numbers. Now, what that means is that I've got a correspondence. I've got a list here of all the real numbers. I've got a first real number and a second real number and a third. Now, that might not be in the same order as they are on the number line. It's just a list.
Mm-hmm.
And I produce this piece of paper mm-hmm. with an infinite number of real numbers.
So you're going to walk in and say you have a list of every real number?
Yeah. And then here's how you can deflate that claim. You can say, no, wait, you missed one. Always, no matter what the list is.
No matter how big your list is.
Well, the list is infinite, but no matter what the list is.
Okay.
So you can deflate my claim. Well, what you do is you want to produce a new number that's not on the list. It's got to be different than the first number on the list, different than the second number on the list, the third number. It's different than the bazillionth number on the list, and so on. What you do is you make sure that it's different than the first number in the first decimal place. So, for example, if the first number is 0.1 something or another.
Let's say the first number that you have on your list is 0.123456 7.
Right, et cetera.
Right.
Then you just make sure that your number is not 1 in the first decimal point.
I'll make it a 2.
0.2. Okay.
Okay.
Now, okay, so now you know your number is not the same as the first number on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's make sure your number is not the same as the second number on my list.
That's okay.
Suppose the second number on the list is 0.54321.
I just don't want my second number in this real number to be the second digit.
Exactly right. So you just change the second digit to...
And I would change the third on your third number, the third digit from the third number on your list, the fourth digit from the fourth number.
Right.
I could keep going.
Now, the reason, for example, you know that the number you make is not going to be the trillionth number on the list is that they're different in the trillionth decimal place.
So you can always, I guess the proper word isn't invent a new number, but you can always identify
right.
a new number.
Construct, invent.
Right.
That's right. So so what you've done is that if anybody comes in claiming they've got a list of all the real numbers, here's your ironclad way to say, no, that's not right. Here's a new number that's not on the list. So this was Cantor's big discovery, and it really, really turned out to be of tremendous importance to modern mathematics.
And in mathematics circles, Cantor is remembered quite fondly and quite...
Well, I don't know if we celebrate his birthday exactly.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, he's a pioneer of mathematics.
Yeah, right.
And we have just discussed why.
Yeah. Well, that was radio history, folks.